There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. And coming up on the show, it is a Football Friday here on Fox Sports Radio. And we kick things off with shenanigans. Absolute shenanigans in the city of Chicago because we got a big-time matchup involving Brady Quinn's alma mater. We've also got a readjustment. Now, how do we think about Sam Darnold now that he's not a New York Jets quarterback? We've also got representatives for Tom Brady speaking out on his behalf. We will get into all of that stuff here. Speaking of the New York Jets, their current quarterback is speaking out of turn. It appears to be placing some blame on other members of the organization. We've got another edition of Over-Unders, and the great Albert Breer stops by. All of that is yours. Coming up next here, it is a Football Friday right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So upon further review, maybe this player wasn't the problem. We will get into that discussion here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to the show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. And wherever you are, making us a part of your Friday, welcome to the official start of the weekend as far as we're concerned. It is a Football Friday, and we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. So we are efforting to connect with Brady Quinn. A little behind the scenes here when it comes to the pride and joy of Dublin, Ohio, and South Bend, Indiana. Brady Quinn's in Chicago because Big Noon Kickoff is there for Fox. They'll be on the call for the Notre Dame Wisconsin game at Soldier Field.
Got to be cool calling your team's game.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Being there for the pregame.
That is awesome. And I actually think that's probably better than having to call the game because now you can actually be a homer and nobody's going to bust your balls for it on the air. Like if you were going to call a Penn State game, you know somebody would bust your balls for it on the air.
Sure. And it would be very difficult not to be biased.
Yes.
But I would do my job. I would call the game. And the good thing about it is when you're calling a game, you're really talking about what you see. And, you know, there's only guys like Michael Irving and a few times you'll hear Troy Aikman get caught up into being a former Dallas Cowboy. And you'll hear that come out in some of their commentary. But I mean, for the most part, the subjective approach to how you would call a game is really based off of, you know, what plays are being ran, what strategy you see playing out, what guys you see playing and how they're playing. They're playing hard. They're not playing hard. They came to play. They didn't come to play. So I think it would be really fun to call a Penn State game, to be honest. Even if they were to end up like being behind, I mean, that would be more difficult, you know, because on the inside I'd be dying a slow death. But otherwise, I think it would be fun.
And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, speaking of a guy.
What the hell are we talking about?
Speaking
right now?
Of a guy who's going to be surrounded by his alma mater this weekend, I present to you, he is the pride and joy of Dublin, Ohio. This man walked onto the campus of Notre Dame and he set all sorts of records. Yeah. He's a Heisman Trophy finalist. You see him on Fox Sports One. Yeah. You see him on Fox. You see him on Fox Sports Radio when LeVar gets TV hits. I present to you none other than the great Brady
Yes.
LeVar, how impressive is that? I mean, how impressive is that?
I tried to get him off the hook at least three times, he did. He just kept going.
He disrobed to try and throw me off this early in the morning.
That would definitely throw you off.
No,
jump rope.
No, that's not what I did.
You might be able to do some double Dutch jump rope.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Why did take it off of you and put it on to me? Oh my god!
Oh boy! You know what? Can I just say this? And LeVar, I know you can relate. I went back to Notre Dame yesterday, and what the best part about going back to South Bend and really Notre Dame, Indiana, because Notre Dame's big enough as the actual campus, its landmass, it can be considered its own town. So it's actually Notre Dame, Indiana, but it's awesome taking people back who've never been. And you take them back, and you go through campus, and obviously the campus is pristine. It's a small campus. There's only about 8,000 undergraduates, maybe another 2,000 plus graduate students, but you go back through the campus, you see the campus, that's pristine, but it's going into the stadium, going into the locker room, going down the tunnel, kind of hitting the signs, seeing all of that, going to the grotto. There's like this spiritual pulling too when you go by the church, the grotto, light a candle and all that. Like, it's a really cool experience to see other people do it because there's really nothing like it, and that's what makes it so unique. But I'm excited, man. I think it's going to be a great game. There's a lot of great storylines. Obviously, the reason why I'm here in Chicago is Notre Dame taking on Wisconsin tomorrow, noon Eastern, 11 a.m. here local. But it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a ton of fun to see what happens because I got to be honest with you, like from the betting side of me, Wisconsin's a favorite. They're a 5.5, a 6-point favorite, and they're 1-1 right now. They lost to Penn State at home, and there's really nothing, you know, they had a bye last week. There's nothing that would indicate that they should be a favorite taking on a team that's ranked in 3-0 right now. And I think it's at least showed last week better film, a better approach to everything. So it's going to be interesting to see how this game plays out.
Did Penn State ruin this week for Notre Dame? And let me explain why. Wisconsin already got their dose of reality, right? So it's not like you're going to catch Wisconsin sleeping like, you know, it's not, let's not panic about this. Everything, you know, just everything's going to be fine. The fact that they opened up the year and got smacked.
I didn't get smacked.
Well, but they lost.
They did lose.
They lost at home.
They could have very easily won that game.
They could have very easily won that game.
But I would say, is this going to mean that you're going to get a much more focused Wisconsin team that understands we cannot afford any other losses, and maybe that's playing into the line and why they're such a favorite?
I think it's the opposite. I think we took their best shot. I mean, to go into Madison in opening week, coming out of a pandemic year, and you have all your fans back, the emotional high that they were probably running on, hearing their own fans and everything. I think we did Notre Dame a favor, to be honest.
Gave them the blueprint?
I mean, won't say gave them the blueprint because, again, I think we outlasted Wisconsin. I don't think that we necessarily beat or handled Wisconsin,
you
which
beat
sometimes
their ass, LeVar.
No, sometimes you got on defense. Yeah. We did pretty good, but they were really able to run the ball very well. That's my biggest. If I'm a Notre Dame fan, my biggest concern is how will you guys be able to handle them up front on the defensive side of the ball?
Which is why I think they're such a heavy favorite, because you're not going to run the football versus Wisconsin. I mean, schematically, they put an extra guy down around the line of scrimmage in the box, as people like to say, to stop that. So that's not going to happen. So it really comes down to if they can throw their way. Wisconsin forced you to do this. They say it's almost like playing – like back when I was there, we played Navy every year, right? It goes back to old WW2 and Navy basically using Notre Dame's campus as an Army training base. A lot of people don't know that, but it actually – it helped keep the university afloat during that time. And so they then had a contract to play every single year afterwards. But one of the things you learn going against Navy every single year is they limit your possessions because they run the football all the time. And they have a certain style of play. And so you had to maximize every single possession that you had. Wisconsin's kind of like that. Like, they're going to run the football. On defense, they're going to stop the run. And they're going to force you to make these intermediate throws. So nothing short of 10 yards. But, like, everything that's maybe 12 to 18 yards. And then anything deep downfield, those are the throws they're going to force you to make. And they're going to try to make you do that over and over and over again in order to win. And that's what Penn State was able to do enough between their defensive performance and obviously a few big plays. And that's what they're going to force Notre Dame to try to do.
But,
so
you know,
it's a big challenge. It really is.
The good thing about this game, if you are a Notre Dame fan, is they do have a propensity to turn the ball over trying to throw the ball. Wisconsin is a running team. And you see, once if you're able to force them to have to win through the air, I don't think that Wisconsin is really equipped to be able to go through a game and win by throwing the ball. So you would have to assume that Notre Dame matches up well against this Wisconsin team, just based upon what you see both sides, their philosophies of how they go about their business within a game plan. You would have to assume that Notre Dame has a very good opportunity if they can two things, right? Which I mentioned up front, and you just mentioned, Brady, you have to be able to run the ball so that you can have the balance of being able to throw the ball, and you have to be able to stop Wisconsin's run and make them have to beat you through the air, because if you do that, they may turn the ball over. They may give the ball to you.
By the way, for you degenerate flunky gamblers out there who are hearing Brady Quinn talk about the point spread and thinking, well, I don't like that, but I really would like to bet Notre Dame, but I'm not sure about that point spread. I don't know what I like here. Let me present to you a teaser. All right, and for people that aren't familiar with the teasers in the world of betting, this is how it works. If you don't like the betting line, you can actually get it adjusted, but you need two things to happen. So in this case, say Notre Dame is a 6-point underdog against Wisconsin. If you still think Wisconsin's going to win the game, you're a little bit not quite sure about the point spread there, you can actually buy 6 points. All of a sudden, the point spread turns into Notre Dame plus 12, but you need the under to hit. And in order for that to happen, that also gets adjusted by 6 points. So if you think it's going to be a low-scoring game dominated by Wisconsin, but you think Notre Dame's going to keep it close, I would present to you the teaser, Brady Quinn. You can tell some of your flunky friends out there in South Bend, you know, that they can go ahead and get down on some action there.
Let's take this a little bit further. Yeah. The over-under is set, last time I checked, at 45 points.
Yes, I did see that as well.
This game will be at most like a 20-17. So in that scenario,
perfect.
Think about it. In that scenario, this teaser works, because that total is at, 37? So you're still, even with that 6 points up to plus 12, you're still even, and pulling that back down to, 39 for your over-under, you're still falling underneath that.
What's the perfect football score? Like, if you had to pick the perfect football score.
I'm not getting into this.
Come on, I'm serious.
No, you are the contrarian to everyone out there who likes high-scoring games. I'm not doing this.
20-17 is perfect.
Here we go.
I'm telling you. Because
I'd say late 20s. early 30s.
You're a defensive guy, though.
Right. I want less points than that.
Hey, okay. 10-6. You know what this is? You don't want a 10-6 game?
This is Jonas in his single days getting denied, all right, at the bar in his single days, time and time and time again. He wants to watch a football game like that. He wants to watch an offense
keep losing, keep losing. Keep punting.
Oh, they're gonna score. Keep punting. Oh, they're gonna score.
100%.
That is Jonas.
Yeah,
but that's Jonas in this moment.
Yeah, but you know what? It's that will.
That's why he's a big 9-6 fan.
Yeah, not the other one though.
A lot of field goals.
It's very
not score many touchdowns. A lot of field goals.
Not score many touchdowns. And not getting on the field. How's that work?
Not scoring at all with you, Jonas.
But you know what they say? Welcome to marriage, folks.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
I want to say that's all of us, but I don't want to speak for everyone.
Well, yeah.
I cannot. I cannot say that.
You can't relate.
I cannot relate to that.
I'm so happy for you, Bernie.
That's good. Good to see we're telling lies on a Friday.
Trying to put up 40, 50 on the board every round.
Oh, God bless. Shouts out to Miss Quinn.
Old Brady Rivers over there. All right, so here we go. We are brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted in 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. It's two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. Up next, we could have been completely wrong about one player in the NFL. We'll get into that for you next here. It's a Football Friday right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in, we will call it a little over 10 minutes from now. There is a drama developing. Somebody is getting about a week and a half head start on a major storyline in the NFL, so we will get into all of that here coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Yeah, they're not around. They are not waiting around at all for this
one. They're not.
Listen, I'm not here to out anybody on the air. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, this is not what I want to do. I just want to do...
But you're going
to
do it, so go ahead.
Listen, I'm just... So while you were doing TV the other day, LeVar, okay, when you did your Fox Sports 1 hit, Brady and I were having this conversation about Sam Darnold, and I was trying to tell him, listen, man, he looks good this year.
Why do you do this? This gets so old, man. Every single time I'm laying in the middle of the road, and Jonas is driving a bus right over
Is that not accurate? What was the
No, it's not. You literally, because we were in the 8 o'clock hour, which is however the math computes, getting close to the 6 Pacific time, you started laying into the West Coast audience, all those USC fans, which I have no problem with that. Sam Darnold, though, is a good enough quarterback, and he showcased himself over the past 3 weeks where, like, he just needed more help.
Okay. So what I was saying is exactly what I did, but I blamed it on you.
You're the
See,
worst.
I apologize
You're
for that. That's terrible of me to do here on a Football Friday.
Maybe
not the best indictment of Adam Gase and the Jets organization at this point, seeing Sam Darnold and the Panthers go 3-0. I mean, it's still early, and Houston, you know, has got their issues. But
hold on. What was their best season? 7-9?
With the Jets?
Yeah.
I think I can look that.
And that was the year he got mono and missed, like, what, 4 or 5 games?
Oh, yeah. Geez. Which, by the way, if Baker Mayfield did that, he would be hung from a ceiling fan.
Have you ever gotten mono?
I've not.
I don't think I ever had either.
Yeah.
Or at least realized that I had it.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. The kissing game.
Yeah.
If your quarterback got mono and had to miss time, what would your response be?
As an adult, I'd be like, you immature F.
I mean,
what's wrong with you, dude?
I'm just saying, as a player, as a kid,
like high school and stuff like that, like you say, you know, you got it. Like, all right, you know,
you hope you get it, maybe.
Right? Like, you know what it's related to, but as an adult, it's like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, what? What are you really doing in your spare time, man? Can you be a little bit more responsible with yourself, please?
I mean.
But that could be my ignorance surrounding my understanding of the illness. I call it the kissing game illness. Like, you know, you're too active. Like, you're sitting around and you're having too much fun with too many people or the wrong people or something to that effect. So I would just feel like you're being irresponsible. As an adult, like, that's how I'd be looking at him if I was in the locker room and we were in New York.
I mean, listen, Manhattan gets the best of you sometimes.
It's undefeated, man.
Who's to say he got it from kissing a gal?
No one, but I'm just telling you what my assumption would be.
Maybe he had one of those street truck gyros out there, or euros, what do they call it? Whatever that crummy thing is.
You're not getting mono from that.
Okay, not from a euro?
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, well, listen, things are open at all hours of the night, and so maybe that's a possibility. But
you're a big street meats guy, though, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
You would eat that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It looks so good. Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Big street meats guy, that Jonas Knox.
You guys get that in the back? Thank you. All right, very good. So we got both you guys.
Are you F8ing that? Is that what you're doing?
That's what we F8ed it. It's by the way, F8, a little behind the scenes here. When you're saving audio, you F8 it to mark it on the Adobe Edition for you non-radio workers.
That,
you know, just want to take people in.
That's not touching it right now.
Yeah, that's just
you are a pro.
Want to be clear here.
It's a high hourly rate, but you are a pro.
Okay, look, so Christian McCaffrey, let's try and be a broadcast professional for once in your career, Brady. All right. So Christian McCaffrey suffers the hamstring strain, whatever it was, and they seem to rule him out pretty quick. It was almost like any sort of issue, and there's not a chance he's coming back because he came up lame. He was sitting in the blue tent for a while, and then they decide, all right, he's not going to be back. I mean, how does this team have staying power without McCaffrey?
Then you lose Horn.
Yes.
You lost some big-time contributors to this team last night. DJ Moore, how about his game last night? I thought that Sam Darnold looked really, really good. Like, I thought he looked crisp. He moved around nicely out of pressure because there was pressure on him. He was getting hit. He did get sacked several times. But he just seemed to be a little bit more of what you want to see in an NFL quarterback. In these types of games, and it's like you're looking at it and it's like, is Sam doing, like, is he doing well, or is it like the Texans, or the Texans were trying to compete in this game, especially on defense, and I thought he continued to come up with big plays for this offense. So McCaffrey is such an explosive on this side of it, right? McCaffrey is such an explosive back. Even when you watch him go back to the huddle after a play, he is just light on his feet and like on his toes and just very lively. I'm sitting there in my mind watching how McCaffrey moved, and I was like, man, we haven't seen Ezekiel Elliott come close to looking like that for quite some time. Like, just the liveness of his legs. And then he goes out with the hamstring injury, and you just feel you feel for a guy like that because you know how hard he probably has worked to get back to where he is.
Yeah.
And just so much of that offense goes through the respect that's given to McCaffrey because he's deserving of it. I mean, he plays the game at a level that's quicker and faster than the average player out there on the field, which is hard to do because everybody is fast out there in the NFL. So, yeah, that's a tremendous loss, Brady.
The thing that I think is interesting about this matchup and this game is the storyline coming out of it. It's not so much about Christian McCaffrey and all that. It's everyone's talking about Davis Mills' neck.
Mm.
I mean,
what do you mean?
Like, apparently they feel like it's Mike Glennon-esque.
Long neck.
Yeah. I mean, and the only difference I'd say is it's a much more sturdy-looking neck. Mm. Like, it almost looks like a tree trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know, I've been inundated and, you know, I've been acclimated to those conversations at times.
Like, I was on a group text last night with a bunch of people who analyze the game, who pick fantasy.
Brady missed
it. Who do all of this. And I'm just saying, like, people are talking about the dude's neck. I'm just like, what are we talking about?
Okay, but it's not Glennon. Glennon's got a pumpkin sitting on a churro. Like, it's not Mike Glennon.
If you look at Davis Mills' neck, it is equivalent as far as the actual length.
Yeah.
It's just it's got more girth. Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah, no. And the neck, too. And here's the thing.
You're stupid.
I'm just – we're trying to break down a game here. If you guys can't be professionals about this, I don't know if we're going to last here. I mean, I'm trying to have
a
legit conversation.
Because now that I'm looking
– So now
– Are you looking at his neck?
He does have a big, long strong neck.
Thank you. It's like he sat
with a head attached
neck exercises
to it.
And shrugs the entire time.
But we're not going to make it a week.
Once you get all the way to the end of that long, strong neck.
We are not going to make it a week. This is just a full-blown disaster.
There's a Davis Mill head at the end.
There is.
Know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But also,
okay. I see where you're going now.
Hey, can I, by the way.
Just call LeVar Davis Mills.
Yeah, I don't even know. By the way, I don't know. I'm not trying to. I understand why they wanted to play it safe. Do you feel like they could at least maybe ratchet it up the offense a bit for Davis Mills? Like, I mean, like a little something sooner. I mean,
what are you expecting from them?
I mean,
like,
come on,
I don't know. I don't know what other pitch they have. Like they can run the football a little bit. And then after that, like, you've got to have more of a controlled passing game. I know they're an NFL team, but their roster went through an extreme makeover this offseason. I think versus that defense, you subject yourself to negative plays.
Yeah.
If you try to hold on the football too long. And especially, by the way, a rookie who's starting his first game of his career on a short week. I don't know that that's the game you want to open some things up and just be slinging around everywhere.
What are you
that
talking?
That defense is flying around, man.
Oh yeah,
they are flying.
I got to give you guys credit. You guys said the Panthers' defense is legit. Good God, man, they're fast.
Them boys be flying. I love the way they play.
There was even like a PI call early in the game, and I'm like, I don't know, man. That ball wasn't catchable. Like, might have made some contact.
He did.
I don't know if it was on Dante Jackson, maybe.
He did, but it was overthrown.
It wasn't in the field of play.
Right.
I don't think that's the game you want to, if you're David Cawley, open some things up and start slinging the football around 50 times. Like, maybe as we get down the road and you feel more comfortable within your offensive line and in Davis Mills doing that, but I don't think that was the stage to do it.
What are you talking about? Your debut was on a Thursday night, Brady Quinn, and you and Jay Cutler were going head-to-head like you were Ike Clanton and Doc Holliday in Tombstone. I know what you're talking about here. Like, you were slinging
it. You know what I remember from that game?
You and Kellen Winslow Jr., your first two – imagine that. Brady's first two touchdown passes were to Kellen Winslow Jr.
Hey, K2. Hi.
How about that?
So – this is
I'm
how
sure that's first on his resume in Wikipedia.
LeVar, yeah.
That's not first on his resume. That's
no,
for
not.
Certain.
LeVar can relate to this. Denver at that time, that defense, they did like an all-up look for a blitz zero. You know what I'm saying? So blitz zero, all-out blitz, meaning it's man-to-man on the receivers, but you're going to bring one more than the offense can protect.
Mm-hmm.
So like as a quarterback, you know you're going to get hit. You know you can't protect it, so you're just trying to figure out which guy is going to be uncovered so you can throw the football before he gets to you. And so I just remember, and Denver's the type that they put all those dudes up on the line of scrimmage. And that just means that, like, the shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line. So you got to hope that the dude who's going to be coming free is the furthest straight line from you, if you know what I mean. Like, you don't want him to be in between the center and guard. You want him to be, like, outside the tackle or tight end. So Denver, we knew going into the game they're going to be doing that. And I remember, like, standing there in shotgun and, like, pointing out to Kellen, like, pointing out, like, hey, dude, it's blitz zero. You've got to break off your route sooner. And I just remember getting the ball on the shotgun snap. And as I'm dropping back, I'm looking his way. And he's just running the normal route at the normal distance. And I was like, dear God. So I'm just trying to drift back long enough to get a throw off to a spot where he can get out of his cut and go get it. And I think one of the touchdowns, I literally drifted back through it. And he ended up like catching it. It was kind of low. But he ended up turning upfield for a touchdown. And I was thinking to myself, thank God. Just like, thank God they held up long enough. But that's like the game within the game. But that's some of the things you do when you've got a young quarterback on a short week and you're trying to figure out ways of confusing him. But mm-hmm. By the way, I always respected that about defenses when they just go all out. They're saying, hey, we're going to hit you. Like, we're going to come after, we're going to pressure, we're going to hit you.
And that's what Carolina did.
Yeah,
that's what they did.
They love to do that.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by NHTSA. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train, stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. Coming up next, there is somebody's getting a head start on some drama in the NFL. We will get to that here on FSR. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, the man with the best neck in sports talk radio, Eddie Garcia. Wow. By the way, Eddie, I have a question for you, an NHL question that I do think is an interesting story. What is happening with, is it Eichel or Jake Eichel in Buffalo?
His name's Jack Eichel.
Yeah, him too.
He's was the captain of the team until yesterday when he reported to training camp and he failed his physical. So the team and he are at odds on how to treat a neck injury he has. He wants to have surgery, and the team is saying no. They want him to just rehab it, and he wants to be traded, and they can't trade him unless the neck issue is figured out. So I don't know what they're going to do with him this year.
Why would they let him have surgery?
They claim that the surgery has never been performed on an NHL player before, and so they don't want him to have it.
I mean, have you guys ever heard of that before? Like, have you ever?
I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
I put it the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. Yeah, no.
I mean,
no.
But how about just a situation of any athlete where the team and the player are at odds on how to treat an injury, and they're just not.
I mean, we see that. We saw that took place with Michael Thomas and the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't know the extent of an injury.
Well, I'll put it this way. I wish I would have handled my foot differently when I did with Cleveland. Because they kind of ramrodded me to handle it a certain way. And it was with the intent to think that I would recover and come back sooner.
Speak on it,
and then they
brother.
Traded my ass.
So on it, brother.
No, so that was one instance where, like, I remember getting to Denver and they're just, like, looking at me, shaking my head like, man, you got some bad medical advice, but let's just work through it, you know? And it was really frustrating to be after the point of you thinking someone has your best interest in mind, and they don't. Like, they don't care at all about you. They care more about making money and the team, and that's just the reality of it.
You know, what's even could be worse than that, I'd rather you be egregious. I always said I'd rather know what you are. If you don't like me as, like, you know, my background and what complexion I am, just tell me. Don't be undercover. Just tell me. I'd rather you tell me, listen, you either got to play or you got to go. Like, tell me that. It's when they don't know that's worse to me. Like, you think you're doing the right thing. You think that. And what's even more interesting is us as players, we are so trained to be so connected and so dependent upon our staffs. So when they tell you it's this, you know what we sit there and think to ourselves? It's this. If they tell you it's that, you know what you're sitting there saying to yourself? It's that. But when they tell you it's that, and they're telling you how it's supposed to feel, but it doesn't feel like that, and there's a disconnect, then now you are – it's so crazy because – the organization, the coaches, the decision makers, they start looking at you like you are crazy. You are crazy. It's all in your head. You must not be committed to the game. Then your teammates start looking at you crazy. Like, you start looking like, bruh, let me tell you something. They start looking at you like you have five eyeballs on your head, right? Mm-hmm. And the bottom line here is now you feel the shame of it. You feel the embarrassment of it. Like, man, it must be me.
It's what happened with Kawhi in San Antonio. Kawhi felt like he got bad advice, that the organization didn't have his back, and that's what caused the problem.
Can I get some background music, maybe some music that maybe fits this, but let me give you some advice someone gave me once.
Okay. So do you have any
background music?
Yeah, for advice.
Do we have anything that would fit?
If you're sitting in a therapist.
Last name O'Quinn.
Yeah,
O'Quinn
therapist.
There we go.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
There we go.
Right, very good.
Let me give you some advice as a young lad.
I'll take a Guinness.
As a young lad that my dad gave me one time. He said, son, there are three types of people in your life. He's like, there are those people who they will tell you they're not trying to harm you behind your back. But really, they are.
Really?
They're lying to you. They're lying straight to your face, son.
They're lying.
They're lying. And then there's those people out there, the next person, they'll tell you that they're not trying to hurt you. They're not trying to mess with you behind your back. But guess what? They'll tell you that when that happens, it's due to some sort of legal situation.
It's legal.
Some sort of stipulation that caused them to screw you over.
Snitch.
And then there's the third group, those people out there who they'll tell you They're trying to harm you. They're trying to do behind, you know, whatever behind your back, but they're open and honest about it. And the reality is, he always said, it's better to deal with people who are the third type of people.
Absolutely.
Out there, who are willing to tell you that they're not your friend. They're trying to do what's in the best interest of themselves or the company or whatever the case is, but they're upfront about it. But the reality is, in that scenario, if you notice something, all three types of people that are out there, they're all trying to screw you
up. Yeah, there
damn
you go.
Right.
That's the reality of life,
Suck
okay?
These big artists.
Yeah.
There we go.
That was also, that was Brady Quinn.
Just let me know you don't bang with me, man. But again, I just think the problem sometimes is you just don't know the extent of what a person is dealing with physically. And then you're left to look at the medical staff to tell you what it is. And then you believe the medical staff over what a player. If a player is telling you, I don't feel right yet, it doesn't feel like I don't know what it is because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. I can't explain what I'm feeling. I just know I don't feel the way that you're saying I'm feeling.
And they strip him of his captain.
Well,
I think
sometimes that it turns into, I think things morph into other things. You know, like I can recall my last year in Washington, that was the last year, and I was rehabbing.
Smooth, right?
I was rehabbing my leg. You stupid. I was rehabbing my leg. You know, I was rehabbing my Davis Mills to be able to get back out there onto the field, and they're telling me at this point. Because they base a lot of what they do off of what the treatment is and how long they do the treatment for. So it's like, here's what your treatment is, here's what your rehab has been, and here's how long it's been since you've been rehabbing it. You should be here. This is how you should feel, and this is what you should be doing. And if you don't feel that, you kind of get, like, shamed for it. So I went out. It's like, you're telling me that I'm okay. I'm going to go out. Re-injured my S like the same day. Re-injured it. Like hit a wet spot, leg goes out. So the idea of it is, I don't know what happened in this particular situation, but I think as a grown man, that's a professional. The one thing that you had to always do to become a pro is trust your body. Trust your relationship between you and your body. And when people violate that, then that becomes an issue, and you're going to be at odds with the people that force you to go against the most important person to you, which is you.
Yeah, well,
real
listen, and is Jake Eichel, is that his name, Eddie? The guy who got screwed over by the Buffalo Sabres?
Jack.
Well, yeah.
Jack.
Listen again, Jake, you know what? This is the Jay Eichel support group here. I defend him. I'm with him here, Buffalo Sabres.
I'm not putting my rep on him. I don't know him.
They've been a sham ever since Dominic Hasek retired.
I'm not going up against the owner of the team. Man,
interesting.
He's a Penn Stater.
All right.
We are, baby.
It is
can I get a job?
Two pros and a cup
Mr.
of Joe
Pagula.
Here. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. All right, so coming up next, we've got more shenanigans, NFL shenanigans, that is. That's next. Actually, you know what? Somebody needs to be called out on something.
Uh-oh.
All right, somebody on this show needs to be called out for something.
Uh-oh.
That's happening next year on FSR.
Nice.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's two pros and a cup of Joe here.
Perfect
on Fox
song.
Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. All right, so top of next hour, less than 10 minutes from now, we are going to get into a situation in the NFL. A lot of drama being stirred up way in advance. Want to make sure we got full time for this, so we will get to that here coming up in, we'll call it about 10 minutes from now
good.
On Fox Sports Radio.
So I love when LeVar goes off on the music. I love it.
I mean...
And we're let them leave them.
Yeah. Listen,
there's too much profanity there. You know, hey, you saw how I was censoring myself.
The censored version. That was great.
I gotta
I need to keep going, though.
Yeah.
No. I got to ask you guys a question.
You think I'm going to break bread so you're going to be living it up?
let me ask you a question. If the weather's in like the 70s, are you cold if the weather's
in like the 70s? It depends. There's a cold 70s and there's a warm 70s.
Wait, what?
Because I think there's a lot of people that like...
Wait, what?
Because there's a lot of people that, like, if the weather was in the 70s, it, you know, they wouldn't be cold.
This is like a John Twain quote? Well, did he say the coldest winter I've ever felt was a summer in San Francisco? Isn't that his line?
Who cares?
Well, that's because she broke his heart.
Yeah, who cares? Oh. But here's
that was more literal. See, I mean, more figuratively speaking.
Mark Twain. What did I say, John?
Yeah, John Mark. Who cares? Mark don't worry, he's not going to complain. All right, so he's not listening. Here's why I asked that. So, like, just, and this is total hypothetical. Say you were in Chicago, mm-hmm. all right, and say you were in Chicago for,
like a game.
Yeah, a game, and say you were going to be, you know, doing the pregame show for the game for Fox, and say the name of the show is Big Noon Kickoff.
Can I just cut this off before we get there?
What do you mean?
And it was going
to
be
70 degrees.
You're
looking at a weather report for not the city that we were in yesterday. We were in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay. Well, listen.
It was low 50s and raining with a strong wind. It felt like it was in the 40s.
Right, couldn't you wait until the end to ruin the bit? I mean, like.
No, because we're almost at the end of, end of this hour.
No!
We're almost at the end of the hour, and you just make stuff up.
Listen, let me just, I might have a point there.
There can be a cold 70s, though.
I'm just.
It was in the 50s, raining, windy. I was like, oh, this. I should have brought a jacket. This is a bad decision.
You grew up in Ohio.
Wind chill factor plays a part.
I'll put it this way.
Sun plays a part.
I did not put on a jacket, though. I can't speak for everyone in our group who came, who needed to go get a jacket. I will not speak of anyone who might be calling the game as our lead analyst. I will not call any names, but some of them had to put on a jacket. I did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, airing everybody out like that.
You know, you got to get the pressure off of you when it's on you.
Yeah, the savage of South Bend strikes again.
Oh.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.